And a special shout out to my nephew Leland. Happy birthday, LJ. I'm glad that you are 9 years old now. You passed your golden birthday. You are already there. You are the OG of the game. You don't even know it yet, but as soon as you hit the double digits, that's it. That's it. I love you, nephew. Happy birthday. And I hope that you have a spontaneous day today. Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl Cheddar Bob in the building, Cheddar Bob from the Soda Pop. How y'all doing today? I know, it's been a long while. And believe me, I have been doing so much in life right now. And it's great. It's an amazing feeling when you're doing things for yourself to level you up and get you where you need to be and put your mind right where you need to be. We upgrade so many things in life, from our clothes to our shoes to our hair and our nails. But when we gonna start upgrading our knowledge? And I've been on a long journey for self. Might sound selfish, but it's very worthy for me. Understood? With that being said, I came across an article and I kind of wanted to ask a real deep question for those out there who haven't really been utilizing 2020 to their advantage. No offense, but the way this pandemic happened is something a lot of people have been able to capitalize off of, and it should have been. It was supposed to be exactly that, you know? And the rich shouldn't be the only ones to capitalize off of all the things that's happened throughout this pandemic. So for those who have took the initiative to move their life forward where they want it to be, congratulations. It's what you were supposed to do. You put yourself where you need to be. With that being said, the article I came across was about the coronavirus vaccine being in Minnesota now. And my question really was a question that I came across in my class, one of the classes I've been taking by Derek Grace. Someone brought up the fact that the vaccine was here and was asking who I was getting vaccinated, which I'm one of those people that's absolutely not the fuck. I think I've told y'all that before. And in the process of telling y'all that before, I never once asked, is anybody physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially prepared to walk away from everything as you know it if you are standing on not getting vaccinated? As in, if things like schools say the only way kids can fully come back is to get vaccinated, and jobs say the only way for you to continue working there is to get vaccinated, are you willing to get vaccinated, or are you willing to walk away from your job and say, you know what, I'm gonna move forward and figure it out in life on my own the best way as I know it? Are you mentally prepared to start something and move forward and keep it going and keep it solid? Or are you financially prepared to just live life how you're living it and X out that job that wants you to get vaccinated? Are you prepared to start a business of your own? Are you prepared to make jobs for the people? If you do make jobs for the people, are you going to make those people get vaccinated as well? Are you going to get vaccinated? Is that something that you plan on doing? I'm not a scientist. I'm not a science teacher. I don't care to be one, to be honest with you. I don't knock them for what they do. I don't knock nobody for what they do. All I can say is I'm not getting vaccinated. There's things within vaccine that I don't believe should be in the human's body, and I stand on that. So I don't plan on it. But do you as a person, I don't even know what's in these vaccines. These specific vaccines, that's the coronavirus vaccine, because for real, I don't know what's in the coronavirus. There's people who have lived off of the coronavirus and have been declared as asthmatic, whatever they call it. I don't know what the hell it means, So in my mind, I'm like, you're pretty much telling them that they're immune to the coronavirus, that they can get it and it be A-okay for them. But the people who have died from the coronavirus in the past, no one really, except for their close individuals to them, who barely actually knew the answers to this, no one really knew how long they were infected with the coronavirus. Like, for all you know, you were living with it for months, ever since October, and then you didn't pass away from it until April or until June, you know, or your family member, sorry. Rest in peace to those who have passed away. But I am saying, for all we know, they've lived with it for 8, 9, 10 months, 5 months, 6 months, 2 months, 3 months, 1 month, 1 week. We don't actually know, like, if this person just got it today and then died from it tomorrow, or if they've had it for several months before they finally passed away. So when those people who claim to be asymptomatic or asthmatic, I don't know what they actually call it, when those people who claim to be that, immune to the coronavirus, you start wondering, like, well, you've only had it for like 3 months, and if it's came and gone, or whatever the doctors claim, how do you know 6 months down the line you're not going to pass away from it? Or how do you know you've haven't had it for all 6 months before you finally got tested, or whatever the case is, and your time is just ticking, you know? But then again, like I said, there's people who survived off of the coronavirus with no vaccine, and they're living comfortably their daily life, the same day-to-day things. I ain't telling nobody to go on ahead and spread it to anybody, but I am saying it seems to be a lot of ways to self-care than to just jump up and go get a vaccine and call yourself getting the cure. So if you do believe in getting the vaccine, I do want you to think that through on what they're actually putting into your body. Look up everything you need to know and understand why it's necessary for this vaccine to actually be the set cure. And then for those of you who do not believe in getting the vaccine, do not do it. Don't do it, sis. Don't do it, King. Don't do it. Don't go ahead and put none of that into your body, none of that. Just keep that first state of mind, that first thought, and keep it moving. But if you don't do it, and the laws do change, and they implement this vaccine into the laws, or just vaccines in general, like how coming up they made us understand that kids can't start school without being vaccinated and having this done and that done and the next done. If they put us in that position to say our kids can't unless they are you going to do it? Because our lives as we know it now, we've never had to be told that we can't work a job if we aren't vaccinated. But when you really think about it, that's because they don't let the kids come to school if they aren't. So they know throughout your life you've had to have a certain amount of vaccines or this, that, and the third before you even made it as far as getting their jobs. Except for the people who are homeschooled, those are the only people who is like, it doesn't really matter, they're homeschooled, they don't, you know, whether their parent made them get it or don't make them get it, they're homeschooled. How would a job know that? We don't always have to put our school information. It's not like you're looking up every school information to see if that's a real academy or a homeschool. So how would a job really know, like, this child was homeschooled, they was never vaccinated in their whole life, so now as an adult, they've been working here around all these people. You know, I'm just saying, I probably work side by side by people who've been homeschooled their whole life, and I never knew that. So they probably haven't had a lot of vaccines their entire life that I've had to have, and I don't feel like they've made me sick in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going through life unknowing of all these things, not knowing their whole personal life and information, and I'm fine with that. I pray a job doesn't put us in a position to say we can't work the job unless we got the COVID vaccine. And I hope the CDC and the United States government doesn't push us to that point either. But I just brought it up because it was brought up in my class, and it did make me wonder, like, It wasn't meant to think too deep on the vaccine or the virus. It was meant to think deeper on the strength of, am I financially prepared to move forward in life without a job, without that job that I currently have? Can I move forward with the things, with just my passion and the things I want to do in life? Can I make money off just that and live? It was really meant for me to think on that level, for you too. Can you make money off just what's your passion, off just the things that you do now outside of your current job that you make money from? Can you do that and survive off of just that, off of those things that you love to do, off of that business that you have created? And if not just that, can you prepare yourself mentally to get there? Are you mentally prepared to financially get there? Because some of us are not financially prepared to just start the business today or tomorrow, but some of us are mentally prepared to get it started. We just have to get to the right financial information to move forward, or work that job a little extra harder to get the extra money on the side to move forward. But I ain't gonna lie, it don't take much to take no $150 and get your LLCs and start your business today or tomorrow. Yeah, the rest of it costs a lot of money. It might come with a lot of money, but get yourself started one way or another. And your best motivation is to have that leap of faith, close your eyes, and start something. Something that you talked about, something that you planned, something that you're moving forward to, something that you dreamed about. Start something, whether it's writing a book and starting your own publishing label to publishing company to start pushing your own books forward and getting your royalties coming directly to you, or is starting your production label and getting Minnesota up off the ground and moving forward, starting your camera directing thing. You know what I mean? Like, there are people out there that have different outside the box dreams and goals and things that they want to do. And you have to understand that there are also people in this world that want to learn, and that they're willing to pay for that knowledge. Put forth what you do and what you want to do and your passion and the things that you're good at to good use. Put it to work and let people see it, because it could inspire the next person to do something with themselves as well. And I hope a lot of y'all benefited off of this coronavirus impact that has taken place in this world, because prior to that, we was talking about impeachment and this revolution was going to get started one way or another. So I just want y'all to not lose sight of what was really already happening and what has happened now. So now that all this shit has taken over our lives and it's moved into a different direction, moving forward, are you prepared for 2021? Are you prepared for the many surprises that is going to come about? Because, again, no matter what you got going on in your life right now, nothing that's happening outside of your world is going to affect your life. There are things that may affect it in the long run, don't get me wrong. Like, the presidency, the whatever bills are passed may affect what you got going on in the long run, but that's a high may, and that's a high effect, high level of effect. Because I ain't gonna lie, nothing that I got going on can be affected by anything that happened last month during election month. Inauguration ain't till next month. Nothing that I got going on can be affected by that next month. Like, you know, nothing that I got going on can be affected by anything outside of what I got going on. If I lack and I slack and I forget, or I not pull through the way it's supposed to be, or I don't have things in my organized, balanced way that it is now, or that has been going, that's going to affect me. What I give in and, you know, and put into it is what I'm receiving. That's going to affect me. The energy that's around me is going to affect me. That shit that's on that TV is not going to affect me. I can go through the rest of the world without knowing the exact laws, and none of it will really affect me, because what's going on in my day-to-day is not affected by that. However, don't get me wrong, I do need to know the laws. You know, if I have a business, I need to know if I'm breaking the law so they don't come and take my money, because Uncle Sam be trying to do that. And I ain't for that. I ain't for that. I'm just saying, though. Just think it through on both ways. Think it through on getting vaccinated, not getting vaccinated, what they're putting into our bodies and what you're putting into your body daily. And then think about it on the level of, if you had to walk away from the financial stability as you know it now, based upon life-changing events like this coronavirus, can you hold it down still? And if you can't, what do you have to do to change your life differently to be able to hold it down no matter what obstacles come in the way, like a pandemic or an epidemic or, you know, anything different that's gonna throw life off its balance? Are you prepared to still live life and still support your family and still love on your family in the midst of it all? Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a good day. And don't forget, change happens, but growth is optional. Welcome to the Cheddar Bob Show, y'all. And a special shout out to my nephew, Leland. Happy birthday, LJ. I'm glad that you are 9 years old now. You passed your golden birthday. You are already there. You are the OG of the game. You don't even know it yet, but as soon as you hit the double digits, that's it. That's it. I love you, nephew. Happy birthday. And I hope that you have a spontaneous day today.